Will turn your Bibles to Jeremiah 31. Jeremiah 31. I'd like to read verses 35 through 37. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord. I want to speak this morning on the subject of the faithfulness of God. We see here the Lord is asserting the absolute security of his elect, assures it to us by his great faithfulness. This assurance is given to us here in Jeremiah immediately after his declaration of his everlasting covenant of grace. We read that in verses 31 through 34. And just as God set his bow in the sky to assure Noah that he would never destroy the earth again by a flood of waters, the Lord God here promises us that as long as heaven and earth shall stand, his covenant, his grace, his mercy towards his elect will never fail. No matter what, the Lord here tells us that he will never forsake his chosen ones. He will never cast them off. He will never reject them. He will never turn his back on them. And just like we sang just a moment ago, he will never forget us. I'll tell you, that song was a blessing to me. I've been saved since 1973, and that's the first time I've heard that song. What a blessing it is to know that our Savior will never, never forsake us or forget us. God is talking here in terms of the greatest mysteries of the universe. It's as if God is saying, suppose any of you could put the sun out. Suppose you could destroy the moon and the stars and stop them from shining. Suppose that any of you could measure the wide expanse of the heavens, or search out the deepest secrets under the earth. If you could do that, God is saying, then I will admit that I will cast off my people. That's an extremely strong, moving language that our Lord is using here. God is saying here, you will never lose the ordinances of the sun, the moon, the stars, the shining of the sun by day, and of the moon by night. All these great wonders that I have made, these are mysteries far beyond human understanding. That was true in Jeremiah's day, and that is still true in our day. No scientist of any kind would ever claim to know the answers to these questions concerning the sun, the moon, and stars. Even as proud and arrogant as science is becoming, they still cannot fathom the depths of this universe. Amen. They can't even fathom the depths of this earth. Many multiple scientific theories, and they still have to say, we don't know the expanse of the universe. We don't know what takes place in the heart of the earth. No brilliant mind has ever even begun to fathom these mysteries, and nor will they ever. And God says, if you could search all of these mysteries out, then He will admit to cast off His people. That is a strong affirmation of His love, of His grace, of His faithfulness toward His people. The people of God will never cease to be the people of God. God will never, never cease to be their God, looking after them, caring for them. He'll never cease to be our God, and we'll never cease to be His people. Why? I'll tell you why. Because God is faithful. Look at Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. I'm going to have to tell you, folks, I have failed. I have sinned against my God. And I'm going to have to tell you have too. Each and every one of us here have failed and sinned against God. This one thing I want you to know. My God, my Father, is faithful. He abideth faithful. Jeremiah said, great is Thy faithfulness. Faithfulness is a rare thing in this world. In the business world, with very few exceptions, a man's word is no longer his bond. You have to have multiple contracts with contingencies, and even contracts are broken. In our social world, marital infidelity has become something that is expected. Seems to me the attitude anymore is, well, let's try it. If it works, it works. If it don't, it don't. It's almost like they're acknowledging their unfaithfulness before they even start. These vows and bonds that are made are discarded as thoughtlessly as you would a tissue. You want to talk about the political world? I don't think there's much use talking, is it? Very rarely do our elected officials try to represent the people that put them there. And I'm not going to get political. I don't think that the pulpit's the place for that. But I will say this. Almost all politicians use their office to their personal advantage. And then we look at the religious world. There is a vast majority of so-called churches, so-called preachers, and they represent themselves or the worldly thoughts of this world. We need to understand that our God is nothing like this. That our God is faithful. Faithful at all times. Faithful in all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Psalm 36. Psalm 36 and verse 5. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Psalm 89. Psalm 89, verses 1 and 2. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever, and with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever, thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. We can turn to many other passages of Scripture. Psalm 89:8, Psalm 119:90, Isaiah 25:1, Psalm 92:1-2 are just some that I've jotted down. But our God is faithful, always faithful, in all things faithful. This is our confidence in Him. We could have no faith in God, we could have no confidence in His Word. We could not believe His promises were He not faithful. Faithfulness is an attribute that is essential to God. It is a most glorious attribute of His nature. Deuteronomy 7:9, know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him. God's faithfulness is like Himself. Great and infinite. Great is thy faithfulness. Faithfulness is all around Him, like a garment with which He is clothed and covered from head to foot. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto Thee, or to Thy faithfulness round about Thee. Psalm 89:8. And God's faithfulness is immutable, never changes, always faithful. It has never failed. And it shall never fail. It's established in the heavens, and it will continue forever. If we believe not, yet He abideth faithful. He cannot deny Himself. 2 Timothy 2:13. It's impossible for God to be unfaithful. And God's faithfulness is the foundation of our trust and our confidence in Him. He never forgets. He never fails. He never falters. He never forsakes, and He never forfeits His Word. We can confidently and safely commit ourselves to Him, depend on Him for all mercies He has promised, both in this life and in the life to come. They're sure. 1 Peter chapter 4. First Peter chapter 4 and verse 19. Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. 1 Thessalonians says this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He that called you, who also will do it. We see the faithfulness of God in everything. It's seen primarily in the fact that He always, always keeps His Word. Look at Numbers 23. Numbers 23 and verse 19. God is not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He should repent. Hath He said, and shall He not do it? Or hath He spoken, and shall He not make it good? In the book of Luke, chapter 1, look at verse 45. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. That's what the angel told Mary. Believe. These things are going to happen because the Lord said it. And the Lord is faithful. And we can look at illustration after illustration or example after example that demonstrate God's faithfulness throughout the Bible. More than 4,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago, depending on what you read, that God said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, shall not cease. That's what God promised. Genesis 8:22. And every morning, we get up and there's the sun. There's been a seed time, or in other words, a time to plant. There's always been a time to harvest. That hadn't changed. Different parts of the world have different seed times and different harvest times, but it follows one another just as God had said it would. You can ask Brother Tom about harvest time right now. I just heard him saying he's about buried up trying to get everything put away. Some of you ladies know about that. Seed time and harvest continue to this day because God is faithful to keep His word. God promised that He would never destroy the world again with water. Put His bow in the sky. And every time I see a rainbow, I say, thank you, God, for your promise. His faithful promise. God told Abraham that his seed would serve as strangers in a hostile land for 400 years. And as those centuries passed by, Abraham's descendants groaned underneath the load of their bitter oppression in Egypt. Had God forgotten them? Had God forgotten His promise? Had God forgotten to be faithful? It says in Exodus 12:41. It came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. God was faithful. Isaiah gave a word of promise from God. In Isaiah 7:14, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Hundreds of years came and went. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. Galatians 4:4-5. Christ was prophesied. Righteousness shall be the girdle of His loins, and faithfulness the girdle of His reins. When Christ came, He faithfully fulfilled all the stipulations of His covenant with the Father as our mediator and as our surety. He brought in everlasting righteousness. He redeemed His people. He put away our sins by the sacrifice of Himself. He ascended back into heaven, and there He took His place at the right hand of God. His name is faithful and true. God is always faithful. God is always faithful to His covenant. Sometimes it may appear to us that God's covenant has been broken, but it never has. Nor can it ever be. God's covenant of grace and peace is not in any way dependent upon man. It is a covenant made between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit before this world began. It is a covenant depending not upon the faithfulness of man, but upon the faithfulness of God. Salvation is of the Lord. And our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has been faithful in His obedience to the Father in all aspects of keeping that holy covenant. In order for God to save His people, certain requirements had to be met for us. We could not meet them. Christ met them for us as our representative. And by His obedience unto death, we are saved. God required complete obedience to His law. God required that His justice be satisfied. God requires perfect holiness. Christ agreed to do this for us, became responsible to do it, and He has done it. Christ hath redeemed us. That's what the Savior meant when He said, "It's finished. I've completed the work." And God the Father has been faithful to give our Savior the reward. Look at Philippians 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him, and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God Father." God has exalted and glorified the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord over all. God has given His Son a seed to serve Him forever. And our God has given our Savior preeminence in all things and over all things. And God the Holy Spirit faithfully fulfills His work in the covenants by bringing every elect redeemed sinner into the world, into the kingdom of grace, that we might receive the adoption of sons. The salvation of sinners is a matter of divine faithfulness. The faithfulness of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for His own purpose of grace, and to every believer being born again by the Spirit of God, redeemed by the blood, chosen by God our Father. Every blessing of the covenant of grace is a matter of God's unchanging faithfulness to that covenant and to us. Forgiveness, justification, acceptance, adoption, preservation, glorification. These are matters of God's covenant faithfulness to His people. When you say God is faithful, I don't think we realize just how far-reaching that statement is. Our God is faithful. Thirdly, God is faithful in all His Word. Men can mock, they can blaspheme, they can deride the Word of God, but the Word of God in its entirety is faithful, no matter what men try to say. Its doctrines are all true. Ruined by the fall, redemption by the blood, regeneration by the Holy Spirit, His promises are faithful. Say something else. Its judgments are all sure. Just as faithful as He is to His promises, He's just as faithful to His judgments. God is faithful in all of His relations and works for His people. Our God is faithful. He may be safely trusted. You can safely rely on Him. We should pray, Lord, teach us to trust Your faithfulness. We often want to judge God's faithfulness by our own circumstances and by our experiences. What we ought to do is judge our circumstances and experiences by His faithfulness. Look at Lamentations again. Chapter 3, verse 19. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. I'll tell you something. God is faithful in all things. And He is faithful even in His providential dealings with us. We tend to forget that, don't we? Oh, we love to read Romans 8:28, but when the trouble comes, oftentimes we forget. This is from God's faithful hand. It's for my good. It's for His glory. We need to understand that even in the midst of terrible circumstances, God is dealing with us faithfully as His children. And we ought to accept it. And I know this sounds hard. We ought to rejoice in the fact that God is dealing with us. I'll tell you something else God's faithful in. He's faithful in disciplining His erring children. Read Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11. Our Heavenly Father never afflicts without a reason. He never causes His child a needless tear. When He afflicts us, He afflicts us in faithfulness. Look at Psalm 119. Verse 65. Thou hast dealt well with Thy servant, O Lord, according to Thy word. Verse 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept Thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me Thy statutes. Look at verse 71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn Thy statutes. Verse 75. I know, O Lord, that Thy judgments are right, and that Thou in faithfulness hath afflicted me. He knows that our afflictions are necessary to drive us away from sin and to teach us to seek Him. Hosea 5:15 says, in their afflictions they will seek me early. Isn't that the truth? Sometimes it takes afflictions to drive us to draw near to God. God is faithful. God is faithful in the preservation of His elect. He is faithful to keep us when tempted. When we fall, He is faithful to preserve us, to restore us, to forgive us. Oftentimes in word and deed, we deny Him, yet He cannot deny Himself. God is faithful. God's elect are absolutely secure in Christ. But our security is based not upon the strength of our resolutions, not upon the strength of our ability, but upon the veracity and the faithfulness of God. That's why we're here. That's why we're faithful to God, because God is faithful to us, even when we're not. God's going to prove Himself faithful in the glorification of His people. Praise the Lord. Look at Jude. Verse 24. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. God is faithful. Before I was ever saved, before I was ever a Baptist, I want you to know something, folks. Baptist preachers used to really make me mad. They'd get up there in that pulpit and they'd say, I know I'm going to heaven. I'd look at them and say, now how in the world can you say that? How can a man say, I know I'm going to heaven? You know what I do now? I know I'm going to heaven. You know why? Because God is faithful. It's all of God, folks. Not of our ability. I pray God will cause us to see His great faithfulness. We would cease to murmur about the providential dealings of the Lord. We'd cease from care and worry. We'd honor Him by our implicit faith and trust, and that we would be faithful to Him in all things. Every time your foot touches the earth, every time your face feels the warmth of the sun, every time you look up at night and you see the moon and the stars and the glories of the creation, every time you stand on the shore and see the waves roll in and thunder, let us ever think it's because God is faithful.